everyone. Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hello.
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on O.C. White's in St. Augustine. If you're interested in finding out more information about O.C. White's or other haunted locations around St. Augustine, check out our St. Augustine app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Today, we're going to talk about Pirate's Alley in New Orleans. Alan, can you give us some background on the historic walkway?
In the heart of Jackson Square, in between St. Louis Cathedral and the Cabildo, you'll find a part of New Orleans that, depending on who you talk to, is called Pirate's Alley with a hyphen, Pirate's Alley without a hyphen, or Pirate Alley without an S. Originally, the alley was called Orleans Alley. However, it was changed in the early 1960s to one of the three names that no one in the Big Easy can agree upon. Whichever variation of the infamous alley you choose, it is one of the most iconic places in New Orleans due to its sordid history. In the 18th century, the alley was a popular thoroughfare to pirates coming into New Orleans from the Mississippi River. 100 years later, St. Anthony's Garden was a bustling hub for local slave traders. Plantation owners came to the area from all over the South to buy, sell, and trade slaves. Most of them passed through the alleyway to get to the auctions.
Originally, that lot on Pirate's Alley was part of a French colonial prison. But in 1840, after the death of her husband, Marie LeBranche built the small house that you see today. However, the building is best known for being the home of William Faulkner during the 1920s while he was in New Orleans. It was here that Faulkner rented out the first floor and wrote his first novel, Soldier's Pay. 20 years later, he won the Nobel Prize and became one of the most celebrated authors in American literature. The building changed hands over the years and is now home to a bookstore called Faulkner House Books.
Pirate's Alley is believed to be very haunted, and some of the paranormal activity can be traced back to a forbidden love affair between a pirate and a local woman. In the early 19th century, Reginald Hicks, a young English boy who was raised by pirates and served under Jean Lafitte, fell in love with Marie Angel Beauchamp, a local French girl, after meeting with Andrew Jackson. The two would sneak away and see each other as their love was forbidden. A good Catholic girl would be looked down upon if anyone in town knew she was seeing a pirate and a smuggler.
Marie became pregnant, and Reginald wanted to make an honest woman out of her and get married. Unfortunately, since both were not Catholic, the couple had a hard time finding someone who would perform a marriage ceremony.
Reginald decided to go to the Cabildo and talk to an ordained Protestant minister who was incarcerated there. The minister agreed to marry Marie and Reginald through the gates since he was not allowed to leave. Since then, Pirate's Alley is a popular wedding destination due to its affordability compared to St. Louis Cathedral. But whatever happened to Reginald and Marie? Surely they lived happily ever after, right?
Well, not quite. Due to his affiliation with Jean Lafitte, Reginald was obligated to fight along Andrew Jackson's militia in the Battle of New Orleans. Unfortunately, he didn't make it home to Marie when the fighting stopped. Since then, locals and tourists tell stories of hearing voices in Pirate's Alley. The apparition of a man in period clothing has also been known to appear. It's thought that Reginald came back to Pirate's Alley to look for Marie and relive the happiest day of his life.
In addition to the alley, Faulkner House Books is believed to be home to some wayward spirits.
Visitors to the bookstore have claimed to smell someone smoking a pipe in the building, even though smoking is not allowed. Whatever is haunting the place is said to be fond of females. Some people who have visited the bookstore tell stories of feeling something brush up against them, but when they look around, no one is there.
I've actually been to Faulkner House Books on a few occasions. The last time I was there, I actually talked to the owner of the business, and she emphatically told me that the building was not haunted and that she had never experienced anything out of the ordinary in all her time there. Yet, a few days later, I was talking to a local ghost hunter who told me that he had actually smelled cigar smoke in the bookstore. He said he walked around to see if he could find anyone smoking a pipe or cigar, but there was only one or two people in the store at the time, and none of them were smoking. If you've never been to Jackson Square, you've never really truly experienced New Orleans. Just walking around, checking out all the artwork from local artists that camp out in front of St. Louis Cathedral can take an hour or so. You're also right there next to Muriel's, one of the best restaurants in New Orleans, and you're also a short walk away from Café du Monde, where people line up for hours just to get a cup of coffee and a bag of beignets.
We hope you enjoyed this show this week. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations around New Orleans, download the New Orleans Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to check out our website as well, southernghoststories.com, which features our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had. And feel free to give us some ideas on locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are pretty helpful, and we really appreciate everyone who's taken a few minutes to do that. Please check back with us next time as we head up north to talk about St. Mary's of the Seven Sorrows in Nashville, Tennessee. All right, you want to take it from the top?
From the very top.
We can start at the bottom if you like.
One of the most famous stores in New Orleans is located in Pirate's Alley in an old house built in the 19th century. Originally, that lot on Pirate's Alley was part of a French colonial prison.
A French colonial prison?
Sorry.
Like they fry chicken there or something?
Shut up.
I can't say Marie LeBranche like you.
LeBranche.
In the early 19th century, Reginald Hicks, a young English boy who was raised by pirates,
I feel like he should be like, a young English boy raised by pirates.
Aye, mighty.
Marie wound up getting pregnant, and Reginald wanted to make an honest woman over her. Woman out, what?
Out of her.
Reginald decided to go to Catholic, go to what?
Cabildo.
Reginald decided to go to the Cabildo. Reginald decided to go to the
Cabildo.
Reginald decided to go to the
Give me this part.
No. Cabildo. Reginald decided to go to the Yes.
Okay.
Fine. Go ahead.
If you've never been to Jackson Square, you've never really truly experienced New Orleans. Just walking around, checking out all the artwork from local artists that camp out in front of St. Louis Cathedral can take an hour or so. You can also check out dozens of dancers who perform elaborate dance routines there in front of the cathedral.
Oh, really?
They're not strippers.
I'm just teasing.
You're also right there next to Muriel's, one of the best restaurants in New Orleans. And you're also a short walk away from Café du Monde, where people line up for hours just to get a cup of coffee and a bag of... What the hell are you doing?
You know my phone's always on silent. I forgot that it was on silent.
This is a professional outfit. And you're also a short walk away from Café du Monde, where people line up for hours just to get a cup of coffee and a bag of beignets. Did I say that right?
Yeah. I think I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Bag of beignets.
Yeah, beignets.